All right, Hervoya. I'm sorry if you were offended. I stand by my comments, however, and I think that you overreacted. My comments were based not on any innate hatred of W3 or any other add-on package for XEmax, but rather just on pragmatic concerns. Basically, we are severely understaffed in our abilities to get everything we want done for XEmax, and we've been in this position for a while, and it's not going to get any better unless we do something about it and change the way we look at the way XEmax is done. Currently, we try to actively support all sorts of extensions to XEmax, and sometimes their priorities get shifted above the priorities of much more basic things, such as getting the website completed and up to date and such. Because of being understaffed, the result is that XEmax does a whole lot of things, but it doesn't do any of them very well at all. In a state like this, its user base is never going to be very high. All of the people, and this may include very good hackers, who want a product that just fucking works to begin with, and that after they've determined that it works and is reliable, it may start hacking on it, all of those people will be scared away by XEmax because of all of its problems that it has on the surface. They won't see the fact that underneath, everything really looks pretty good, and instead they may use FSF Emacs or something else, because those products just work, at least for basic operations. If we can concentrate on just doing the basics and making them work really well so that we can truthfully say that XEmax just fucking works, then, in my opinion, we will find suddenly a massive influx of people willing to do development work on XEmax, and we can probably get done all of those add-on features, like making a better web browser and so on, that we might not be able to get done at all if we try to concentrate on those features first and foremost. Now, I think it should be fairly clear what the basics means, but from my perspective, it refers to installation, website, easy customization from the menus in a way that really works well and looks good and doesn't interact badly with other stuff that people might have done in their .emacs files, and a font lock that works really well and which interacts well with the standard way of customizing things, probably should be on by default, a backspace key that goes backwards and a delete key that deletes forwards everywhere and in a way that really works, and with a standard custom option to turn it off and go the old way if people really want. And I think that's basically what I mean by it should just work. I am planning on writing a manifesto about this, detailing this stuff more, and hopefully I should have this ready within 2 or 3 weeks.